AM 245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Their home, the four Americans released by Russia arriving at Joint Base Andrews late last night. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich, retired Marine Paul Whelan, and two other Americans released on Thursday in the largest prisoner swap with Russia since it was the Soviet Union. President Biden and Vice President Harris on hand to greet them. It was a 24-person, six-nation swap.
The multinational deal set two dozen people free. Russia received eight of its nationals in the swap, including a convicted assassin, a hacker, and suspected spies, most of whom were held by U.S. allies overseas. Critics question whether such a swap encourages Vladimir Putin to use more Americans as pawns.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. In a statement, Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the U.S. is recognizing opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as winner of Venezuela's presidential election, despite the electoral authority awarding Nicolas Maduro a third term. This is ABC News. The latest troubling health statistic? Cancers on the rise among younger people.
Millennials and those in Gen Z are more likely to be diagnosed with breast, colon, lung, and 13 other types of cancer than their parents were. At least some of the rise can be blamed on lifestyle, says the American Cancer Society's Dr. Karen Knudsen.
Things like obesity, an unhealthy diet, smoking, of course, and excessive alcohol. We know that these are contributing factors.
The American Cancer Society recently published a study saying up to 40% of all cancers could be preventable through behavior modification. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Ending years of litigation, Ohio's Historical Society and a golf course east of Columbus have reached a deal under which the Ohio History Connection will pay Mound Builders Country Club an undisclosed amount to take control of the Octagon Earthworks, an ancient ceremonial and burial site named a UN World Heritage Site last year. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Advocates fighting human trafficking say Wisconsin needs to do a much better job. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
CEO of Zetia Community, Marlene Sorensen, says we need to do better providing services for survivors.
Human trafficking is reported in all 72 counties in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, Wisconsin has a big F in our state response to the issue of human trafficking and sexual exploitation.
Awareness, education, and willingness to be someone's safe space can save lives. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Authorities are going after suspected deer poachers in southeast Wisconsin. The Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office and game wardens are zeroing in on a 200-square-mile area around Fond du Lac, Dodge, and Washington counties. They're asking for information from anyone who knows anything. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Another loss at home for the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers scored two runs in the bottom of the first and nothing after that. They lose to the Braves 6-2. It's the fourth straight series loss at home for Milwaukee, still holding on to a five-game lead over St. Louis. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You have to kind of reach down and kind of reassess like where you are personally and not worry about standings and things like that. Worry about playing good.
The Brewers head to Washington to play the Nationals tomorrow night. NFL Packers wide receiver Romeo Dobbs opening some eyes, beating veteran veteran corner Jair Alexander twice for touchdowns. The Wisconsin Badgers continue training camp at UW-Platteville. What's the biggest advantage for head coach Luke Fickle entering year two? Offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
The difference is, though, we have so many people now, so many players in these rooms that know everything. And so the learning curve this year for the new guys is not what it was last year. You know, we still had coaches learning. I mean, I didn't know the restroom was until April.
That's Phil Longo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, some scattered clouds and some patchy fog developing across the area. Light winds and upper 50s to around the 60-degree mark by sunrise. On your Friday, patchy fog in the morning, then sunshine with highs climbing to the upper 80s. It's 60 at our studios.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday for the Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll welcome Batman, Matt Rothschild, our good friend, and we'll air the grievances you're going to want to listen. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff. Coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It is the same number, 855-752-4842. If you're watching on the live stream, you can leave a comment on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very excited to have our next guest join us. We love Haws, the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. Jen Smeha is here. Good morning, Jen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Wonderful. Thank you. I'm very excited to learn about your 50-50-50 adoption event. What is this all about?
This is something that has come about kind of a person who is a donor of ours who really likes big dogs that wanted to help us out and had noticed that our bigger dogs seem to stay in our shelter longer. And he's not wrong. Unfortunately, a lot of pets are staying in shelters longer these days, whether it's because of the pandemic or who knows, just life in general. But he did notice that bigger dogs seem to be that larger portion of the animals that are staying longer. So he decided to give us 50% off all adoption fees with this great donation for up to 50 dogs that are 50 pounds or more.
I love it.
Wow.
I love it. It's interesting because, I mean, I know a lot of people want purse puppies and smaller dogs just because they're a little bit easier to handle. But I know folks absolutely specifically love big slobbering, sloppy, yeah, bigger dogs. They just do.
That's my best friend, Jane.
So if you are one of those people who is looking for a husky companion and 50
yeah,
pounds,
there you go.
But 50 pounds,
literally and figuratively.
Yeah, but 50 pounds really isn't that big of a dog. I mean, isn't a medium-sized dog like 40 pounds?
Yeah, 45 or so. And I actually have a buddy with me here right now who's—
Is it dog time?
Yeah, there's a 50 pounder that's just down here hanging out with me. If
we can cool.
get my camera.
Where Hi, he? Baby.
He decided to take a nap. Okay. I had him.
There he is.
Go. Oh, who is there this? Who that's are we looking Ducky. At right now?
This is Ducky. And Ducky is a senior. He is about 9 years old, okay, but he is like 53 pounds. So he's a really nice size. So for somebody who's not looking to get something that's 80 pounds and have to deal with that, which I understand.
Sure.
This way they can get a bigger dog that is part of this special. So yeah, 50 pounds isn't necessarily that big.
He really isn't. And he looks adorable. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to go through puppydom, because not everybody wants to deal with a puppy, because that's its whole, its own set of challenges, right, Jen?
Yes, it is.
So
yes,
if he's 9 or 11, they've already gone through that. They don't destroy things anymore. They just kind of like nice, nice regular walks. We're not talking about running a marathon with an older dog like that. And probably just lots of scritches and belly rubs and stuff.
Yeah. They're, you know, the older the dogs get, the more they're hangout dogs. You know, they really enjoy the couch time, but most of the time they do enjoy getting out and about a little bit. It's just, yeah, it's not, we're not doing sprinting. We're not doing a marathon. We're enjoying life at this point. And who can't relate to that?
Yes. Absolutely.
My wife and I have she's going to turn one next week.
Maybelle,
our mini German Shepherd. And I love her so much.
He's become the person that he used to mock.
I did not, Jane, mock them. Jen, I was afraid that I wasn't going to be able to love a dog as much as other people love their dogs because I didn't understand the connection because I never had a dog really growing up. So,
oh, of course.
So that being said, Maybelle, and I tell my wife all the time, like, I cannot wait till she's like 5 or 6. Because then it's just about it won't be as much zoomies. It won't be, hey, can I just run around the backyard for no reason for 2 hours? Thank you.
I mean, it is adorable to go through that and to see all that puppy energy and all the things they discover when they're a puppy. But that doesn't always fit into everyone's lifestyle.
Yeah.
And so if...
Right. And it's a lot of work having a younger dog and having a dog that is an adult that is, you know, already basic training, taken care of.
Yes.
And, you know, you can actually enjoy your time together. You can go out and do things together. And more people want their dogs with them. They want to take them to cafes. They want to take them to events. Mm-hmm. And with a puppy, you want to start doing those things with a puppy just to get them used to it and socialize to it. But there's all sorts of questions that you're going to have to deal with and all sorts of things that you're going to have to keep in mind. So having something that is already settled in, that is, you know, grown up and a little bit mature, that's a great thing because there's less question marks and more understanding. And you get to know each other so much better.
And one of the things I've heard, too, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you got an older dog, a senior dog, and you had a younger dog, like with Maybelle, her best friend is Lily, and Lily is 12. But when Lily is around Maybelle, Lily has a little more pep in her step. Not a lot. She's not going crazy, but she's excited to get going. And she's moving around. And then at one point, Lily's like, all right, this is all done. I'm going to go back to the fireplace and lay down for 5 hours. So like there's a really great dynamic between an older dog and a younger dog. And Jane, you talked about your friend who only adopts senior dogs.
She only adopts senior dogs with special needs.
Oh, and bless her.
I know. She is such a special human being because some of these dogs she only has for 6 months. And then you have to say goodbye because they have come to the end. But she has dedicated herself and she works full time. She's got a full time job and everything. But she said, it is my mission to give them the best remaining time on earth that I possibly can. And I just, I couldn't do that. I couldn't go through the pain, but that is her mission. And I just have so much respect and admiration for her. I think it's remarkable.
It's similar to our foster homes because we do have foster programs available too for people who aren't quite ready to make a commitment for the long run. It's one of those neat things. You get to help a dog through an issue, medical, behavioral, or just getting adjusted. And then when you do hand the dog off to the permanent owner, a permanent home, that dog usually will remember you. I've heard of people who have gotten together for, you know, backyard barbecues and they've gotten to hang out with their foster dog and the foster is eternally grateful because they were that step on the journey that was just so important. So, you know, it takes a specific mindset to do that, but it can be incredibly rewarding. So, fostering is always an option too if you're not ready to make that permanent commitment. We'll take you.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's such an important part now of the whole shelter experience is having fosters because it's much better for their socialization. It's much better for them emotionally and it relieves anxiety because that's what happens when shelters get very crowded. Right, Jen, is that there's all the constant barking, the constant emotions are high. Right.
Yeah. It's one thing that, you know, we love what we do and we love where we work, but we all know that this is not the best place for an animal to be. We know that this is not a good permanent home for them. So we like to be that, you know, the way station that they stop here for a few minutes, a few days, whatever it takes, and then move on. When we can have fosters that are taking them out of the situation, you know, so especially the dogs that find this to be kind of nerve wracking, it does them so much better. And we hate to see a dog that is stressed out in the kennel or anything like that. We can spend a lot of time with them during the day. We have a great crew of volunteers that will take animals out for walks and do cuddling and that kind of thing, but nothing takes the place of a home situation, a home environment. And when we can get the animals out more quickly, that is just all the better. And again, that's one of the reasons why this 50-50-50, our donor thought maybe this could be that incentive to kind of push people to, they were thinking about it, well, maybe if we reduce the fees a little bit, right. And then they have that extra, the money that they would have spent on the adoption, they have that to spend on toys or whatever they want to
right.
spend on.
Yeah. Right. If you're just joining us, Jen Smea is our guest from Haws, Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County, talking about their 50-50 adoption, 50-50-50 adoption event that's going on right now. 50% off adoption fees on 50 dogs weighing over 50 pounds.
And showing us Ducky, too. Like, in my head, like I said, my dog is about 25 pounds. And one of my big things is I didn't want to have a big, big dog because it's just not sure. my jam. And sure. I have to be reminded that dogs the size of Ducky are still 50 pounds, but they're not big dogs. Like, to me, a big dog is like a Great Dane that's like 9 feet tall standing up, or a Saint Bernard that can just envelop you. But like 50 pound dogs are just, that's a good sized dog. That's a golden retriever. That's a lab. And yes. Calvin, you said in our chat here, you said that your yellow lab is 60 pounds and 8 years old, and you said not fat.
Yeah, I think it's
standing up for their body image.
Well, no, there's like, you hear about 70 and 80 pound yeah. labs a lot that are yeah. on the chunky sure. side, but he's athletic. He's fit.
Yeah.
That's oh, cool. yeah. Yeah. I mean, muscle, you have to take into account that a lot of these dogs that are the athletic type dogs are going to have good muscle and good muscle tone. Mm-hmm. So you can have a shorter dog that is still around 50 pounds just because that's the way they're built.
Yeah.
And even if you don't see it underneath the fur, like a golden retriever or something like that. Yeah, there's dog under there.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, unfortunately, while we have this 50-50-50 going on, we don't have a whole lot of 70 or 80 pound dogs available. Most of them are right around 50 to 60 pound
yeah.
weight. Range. So yeah, if you're looking for something, it's like you said earlier, it is more of a medium sized dog. It's not a huge dog. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do have some big dogs. If you really
want a big one. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We've got that for you. We've got pretty much everything. But yeah, I mean, it's not huge. We're not asking you to adopt a woolly mammoth or a pony or anything like that. We're looking for you to adopt something that's manageable for you, and 50 pounds is manageable for a lot of yeah. people.
The mammoth adoptions will happen next year. We'll certainly yeah, have yeah, you back. We'll have you back for that.
yes, please.
John from Boaz is on the line. Good morning, John. We've only got about a minute left, John. What did you want to know?
Well, mastodons are more important in this area because we found some bones in one of our backwater creeks. Mastodons.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well,
the mastodon adoption event will also be happening. Thank you, John. Later next year.
Those will be a little, those won't be 50-50-50. Those will be a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
And
right. Yeah.
Jen,
I better start looking for a donor now for those.
Yeah. And probably a new crate.
Yeah.
Jen Smea is here. Can you stay for one more segment, Jen?
Sure. You bet.
Wonderful. She's with Haws, Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. Mark, I see you on the line. We will take you when we get back. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A swing man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red yeah. alert. The,
right.
Yeah.
That was the,
That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I was in a drive-thru line and forgot to order. I was on the phone, thought I ordered, and just stayed in line and got up to the window. There was no order for me. And I said to the guy, I go, can I just order now? And he was so condescending. And he goes, well, typically what we do, sir, here is we order back at the speaker, and this is where you pick it up. I've never felt so stupid in my entire life.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello, tipsy toe. She broke a needle and she can't sew. Walking a dog.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. And you can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Very excited to have our guest join us from Hawes Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. Jen Smea is here and we're talking about their 50-50-50 adoption event. So 50% off adoption fees for 50 dogs, 50 pounds and over. If you have been thinking about adding a furry friend to your home, now is a really good time to do that. Jen, we were talking a little bit before the break about the fosters and how important fostering is.
Yeah.
And for people who are thinking, well, how well do they know these dogs? How well do they know, you know, what they're like? You guys spend a lot of time with them, and that's kind of the whole point of the fostering is to find out what the personality of each animal is like, right?
Right, right. You know, we do have a lot of staff and volunteers that are daily interacting with the dogs, you know, doing manners training with them, whatever kind of enrichment we can to get to know them a little bit better. But how they act in the shelter is a little bit different than how they're going to act in your home. So it's nice to get just that extra level of information about their personalities, about their likes and dislikes. And often when people come into adopt, they ask the basic questions. Is the doghouse trained? Does it like to ride in the car? How does it do when we're, you know, just sitting around at home? Is it going to bark when the doorbell rings? You know, basic things that we may or may not be able to find out. And even if the dog has been surrendered and has a good profile from the previous owner, you know, some of these things may not translate later on.
Right.
So it's nice to have those adoptive families, or I'm sorry, the foster families give us a little bit more insight into the dog's personalities. How did it do with the family resident dog? How did it do when it met a dog out in public? How did it do with the cat? What does it think of the kids? What kind of things annoyed it? Is it afraid of fireworks? You know, all these little things that really do come into play that you want to know when you bring home a dog that are going to be a mystery. And this the fostering really can help us with that and answer some more questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Because again, if you have another animal in the home, how are they going to react to that? If you have small children, how do they react to that? Are they are they food, you know, motivated? Are they toy motivated? All of those kinds of things are really important. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm still learning that stuff.
Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for your patience. Did you have a question for Jen?
Yeah, well, just the dogs are neat. Dogs are great. They lick your face. They lick your plate. That I've got a 75 pound yellow lab, and yesterday he spent part of the day with a Chihuahua, and they got along famously. They were chasing each other around, and you know, once they put touch noses and they were just having a good old time, and that. But my dog Chief, he likes pretty much every dog he meets, and that some are cautious of him, but he is just. And right now he's up, you know, that sitting right next to me, and you know, splayed out, and he is
perfect. Hey, Mark, the next time you have Chief playing with the Chihuahua, I want video.
Yeah.
I'd really love to see that because that's one of those things that you can watch just for a laugh. I look for that stuff on YouTube all the time because it's just enjoyable. And I think it's good for your heart.
That's something I've learned. Like with Maybelle is fascinated by dogs. She's She's fascinated and wants to be best friends with dogs her size and bigger because she wants to play. Any dog smaller than her is like, what is this? What is this thing in front of me? This is weird.
You don't even count as a dog.
She sniffs around it and then walks away. She has no time.
I don't understand that. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
8-5
To show you, I got a picture of Ducky hanging out here. And
then,
like, yes, I'll
he's
take
kind of annoyed because we're bothering his nap.
Stop waking me up. I was dreaming about treats. You can give Ducky a home. You can give wonderful dogs that they have at Hawes during this 50-50-50 adoption event. If you've been thinking about it, now is a good time to consider it. And Jen, people can just come in and take a look. You can also go to the website, which is another good way. And
right. Yeah. And our Facebook, we have an album right now that we're continuing to update as maybe we get new dogs in that are fitting underneath this campaign. So it's on our Facebook page. It's the 50-50-50 album. You can see all the dogs that are eligible for this. And we've also been posting in our stories. We have adopted out 12 already. So yeah, since this started about 12 days ago, we have gotten 12 dogs adopted out already. So we are doing good. It's good progress. We'd obviously love to, you know, get the 50 done sooner rather than later, but it's exciting to know that they are going. And as dogs are coming in that are fitting in that weight range, we're going to add them to it. So yeah, check out our website, our adopt page, go onto our Facebook page or stop in. We're open 7 days a week. So come on over, stop in, wander through, see if something catches your eye.
Well, and that's important for folks to remember too, I think, Jen, is that once they come out, there's another one coming in to take their spot because unfortunately, and people have to surrender their animals for different reasons. Sometimes you lose your job and you have to move, or, you know, you're moving to an apartment that doesn't allow pets. And that has got to be an excruciating thing for the surrenderer. That's why it's nice to see people open up their hearts and their homes if they can. And take care of some of these puppies.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, life happens. I mean, we understand it. Unfortunately, I guess we have job security in that way. But the thing is that when those next dogs come in, having a great community that is open to adopting, we have so many people that are interested in adopting to the point that, you know, we have been able to partner with some shelters in areas that don't have good adoption rates.
Wonderful.
You know, so we are able to bring dogs in from areas that euthanasia is still a concern. And around here, it pretty much isn't. So it's nice to be able to help others out and to know that we've got people in this community that are looking for animals, that are looking to add another dog to their home, another cat, whatever it is. So we're here. We're available when you need us. When you don't, come on over anyway and say hello.
You can always volunteer.
Yep.
If you are not ready for the commitment of adopting a dog, check out the foster program.
Yeah.
You can just foster for a weekend, right, Jen? I mean, it doesn't
exactly
have to be.
Yeah, we do some outings and overnights where if you want to take a dog home for the weekend, yeah, it's great for the dog. Again, it's great for us to learn more about the dog. And it's a great way for people to realize, are we ready for this commitment? You know, what is our lifestyle like? You know, it's good for everybody. It's a win all the way around.
Yep, absolutely. We will include the link to your website in our show notes so people can follow up. And again, if you'd like to volunteer, if you would like to foster, there's all kinds of opportunities. Organizations like this do not run without volunteers.
Yeah.
They simply cannot. Jen Smith,
they, are, lifeblood.
They are from Hawes Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. I want to know how long is this going to go, this 50-50-50 adoption event? Until as long as it takes.
Dogs are adopted.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So we've got 38 to go. And, you know, if it takes us a month or two, we'll keep doing it until we're done.
Well, keep us posted. We will follow up with you and find out how this goes. Thank you so much. Jen Smea has been our guest. News is coming up next. When we return, the Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan will be here to talk all things sports balls. That's coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tell me, how does your garden grow? You got silver bells and you got cockle shells. Pretty maids all in a row, walking bird dog. Just a walking bird dog. If you don't know how to do it, show you how to walk a dog. Come on now, come on, come on. Just a walking.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Their home, the four Americans released by Russia arriving at Joint Base Andrews late last night, Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, retired Marine Paul Whelan, and two other Americans released on Thursday in the largest prisoner swap with Russia since it was the Soviet Union. President Biden and Vice President Harris on hand to greet them. It was a 24-person, six-nation swap.
The multinational deal set two dozen people free. Russia received eight of its nationals in the swap, including a convicted assassin, a hacker, and suspected spies, most of whom were held by U.S. allies overseas. Critics question whether such a swap encourages Vladimir Putin to use more Americans as pawns.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. In a statement, Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the U.S. is recognizing opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as winner of Venezuela's presidential election, despite the electoral authority awarding Nicolas Maduro a third term. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Five student groups at UW-Milwaukee are being suspended temporarily for some anti-Semitic social media posts. The school is linking the groups to social media posts it calls alarming. UWM says the posts use intimidating language aimed at Jewish community members and organizations that support Israel. Details are trickling in slowly about Vice President Kamala Harris's visit to Eau Claire next week. Here's James Kelly.
Harris and her running mate will visit the region on Wednesday afternoon, although an exact time and host location has yet to be revealed. The campaign plans to announce who will be her running mate on Monday. According to an Associated Press report, Vice President Harris is planning stops with her running mate in seven swing states next week. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It was not all innocent fun at Comic-Con last week in San Diego, California. The comic book fan convention grows in popularity every year. This year, however, law enforcement executed a sting operation and arrested 14 people on charges of sex trafficking and rescued 10 potential victims, one of which was 16. A representative for the Comic Book Culture Convention told Entertainment Weekly that the arrests were made outside of the event. Poker players and moviegoers alike will be interested in this. Matt Damon dropped hints on The Rich Eisen Show about a possible sequel to his 1998 film Rounders. The film was not a box office darling, but has gained fans over the years, most likely through the growing popularity of Texas Hold'em. Damon plays a graduate student who promises his girlfriend he will quit gambling, but gets sucked into helping his friend, played by Edward Norton, pay off a debt to a Russian gangster, played by John Malkovich. Let's see if the studio goes all in or folds. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, some scattered clouds and some patchy fog developing across the area. Light winds and upper 50s to around the 60-degree mark by sunrise. On your Friday, patchy fog in the morning, then sunshine with highs climbing to the upper 80s. Currently 59 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Let's go to Lynn for Oconomowoc.
I met Kamala, and she's super intelligent. She will select people who are competent in their field.
So, Sandy, you don't hear those words when it comes to the other guy.
Well, he's going to select loyal people. Project 2025 seems to diminish the notion that there needs to be competence in government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A lot of people, I think, are going to be seeing Twisters this weekend. I mean, the movie.
Welcome to Merlot at the Movies. So without spoilers, what did you think?
I actually really, really, really loved it. When it came down to the science, what they were talking about, the tips and tricks, I was impressed. It really helps, too, with people that are scared of storms. If you do want the full effect, see it in theaters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer joins us from the recombobulation area. We learn more details about President Biden's efforts to free hostages held in Russia. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back.
To
Matinee on air. Jane Matinee, Greg Mock, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Thank you for joining us. Just a reminder, if you are in the Waukesha area this coming Saturday from 8 until noon, the wonderful Waukesha Farmers Market is going on. It happens in the parking lot of Waukesha State Bank, right downtown Waukesha, along the beautiful Fox River. We will be out there. I will be out there this Saturday from 8 until noon. We have a new prize wheel. I just saw it.
Ooh.
You can win T-shirts. You can win state fair tickets. You can win restaurant coupons, including the best stuffed pretzel and beer cheese soup you'll ever have at the Delafield Brewhouse. It's fantastic.
I wouldn't know. Well, I actually had the pretzel.
I brought you part of the pretzel.
But not fresh out of the kitchen.
So that is this Saturday. I would love to have the opportunity to meet you. So stop by, look for the Civic Media tent, and come on out. And if you would like to have a longer conversation, I'm going to be there for quite some time. We'll have two chairs. I'll buy you a cup of coffee. We'll share a piece of a scone of peace. And we can have a nice long talk.
And you can say it to her face.
Say it to my face, baby. You got something to say? Say it to my face. He joins us every Thursday at this time to talk all things sports. The Acme Packing Company's sports guru, Paul Noonan, is here. Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. Have you been watching a lot of the Olympics?
In fits and starts, I actually haven't seen as much of the big events like gymnastics and swimming as I would have liked. Whenever I turn it on, it tends to be badminton or handball or something that's fun to watch once every 4 years, but then you're kind of good.
That was enough.
Like water polo? Good God, who designed that?
It looks like something that was invented to torture people specifically. And not a knock on if you play water polo. I mean, I respect you a lot, and I don't want to run into you in a dark alley.
So. Absolutely. We will get to Simone Biles in a minute. Let's start off with the Brewers trade deadline.
All right. It was a little anticlimactic. The Brewers, frankly, needed to add a bat, preferably a left-handed bat, because Christian Yelich is now on the injured list with a bad back. All of the descriptions of his back are fairly disastrous seeming. It seems that it's a disc problem and a ligament problem and a muscle problem. And there's probably a decent chance. Well, first of all, he's probably done for the year, but they have kept him at least available for potentially a playoff run. But Yelich is 32, and there are not a lot of good 33-year-old Major League Baseball players, generally speaking. Coming off a bad back makes it harder. So. Yeah. This might be the last of effective Christian Yelich we've ever seen. But this left a huge dent in the Brewers lineup, and they didn't take any action at all to fill it. So the one move they made was acquiring starting pitcher Frankie Montes from the Reds. He hasn't been a terribly inspiring pitcher for the last 2 years. Frankie Montes was once a very good pitcher, and they do need a guy to take some innings. Their starting pitching is not very deep. And they must see something they can fix. But he has had a rough 2 years. This year has not gone well for him. And in acquiring him, they gave up Joey Weimer, who is we had fun with Joey Weimer's mullet last year in the 30 games he was up for the team. He is a good athlete. I'm not sure he's going to work out. But they also give up Jacob Junis, who is a relief pitcher, not a starting pitcher, but by almost anything you want to look at, a better pitcher than Frankie Montes at this point. So. They, I guess, see something they can maybe fix in Frankie and get a good starting pitcher out of him. But it was a weird deadline move. They also added Nick Mears earlier before the deadline came around, who's a relief pitcher with a good fastball who needs to work on his breaking stuff. But an uninspiring deadline. And the Cardinals, I think, rightfully smell some blood in the water here because they went out and made the biggest move. One of the biggest moves, getting Eric Fetty, the White Sox best starting pitcher, and getting Tommy Pham back. And if you are into Cardinals devil magic and them generating great players from kind of out of nowhere, Tommy Pham's kind of one of those guys and immediately hit like a walk-off home run for the Cardinals upon being back. So it was not a great Brewer trade deadline. And I think that they have a 5-game lead with 54 games to or 50 something games to go. Mm-hmm. They've left an opening here for the Pirates and the Cardinals to do some do some damage.
Well, and without Yelly, that's really not good.
It's really not. Their lineup has been better this year, generally speaking, than it has the last few years. And so they're not like hopeless, but it just gets so much easier to navigate through with basically just Contreras and Adames as the really scary guys. Maybe Ortiz a little bit too, but he's been slumping a bit. With Yelich there, it was always kind of this big impediment in the middle of their lineup that pitchers had to really worry about and plan around. And having it gone is really rough, and also really opens them up to right-handed pitching doing damage against them. They were kind of immune to platoon splits against them, but now a smart team, the Cardinals do this all the time, can just line up righties against the Brewers and have a lot of success.
I was feeling good before they played Atlanta. I was feeling really good. Even with Yelich hurting his back, I get it, and I know, you know, it makes sense. He's getting, and I mean this in baseball terms, he's getting up there in age.
Right.
And it's, you know, you're going to start seeing him go through that Ryan Braun, like, you know, turning into the elder statesman of the Brewers. But, you know, like not doing well against the Marlins and losing to Atlanta, losing like 2-3, it's not inspiring. And what you're talking about too, with the trade deadline too, I don't like to believe in the all-star, you know, fall apart, but it just seems like it seems like they're getting stuck.
It does. And on top of all of that, like injury to insult, their two best relief pitchers, Trevor McGill and Brian Hudson, also spent time on the IL, still are. They did get Devin Williams back, fortunately, to make that a little bit, but it's just been a really tough like 2 weeks for the Brewers in terms of losing all of their best players, not doing anything to mitigate against it.
They
haven't won a series since the Cubs. Like, it's been a rough one lately.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, well, and also the question is, how good is the White Sox best opening pitcher, though? Because I don't mean to insult the White Sox. I love the White Sox. I always root for the White Sox if I'm watching them. But, like, they're having a monumentally bad year. Like,
they're one of the worst run franchises in all of sports.
Yeah.
Before this season started, on my baseball podcast, I predicted they would be one of the worst teams of all time.
I remember hearing that. Yeah. I mean, like, being like, dang, Paul, dang.
That is going to come to fruition. They are one of the worst teams of all time. They have one good player left. That's Garrett Crochet.
Yeah.
And he basically tanked his own trade value by saying he would not pitch in the postseason for whichever team he landed on without an extension. So they basically couldn't move him. He's still there.
That's like me working at like Pick and Save. No, I will not work for Goldman Sachs without a sign-on bonus. Like, what are you talking about? You take the job you can get. I mean, yeah. Go on.
Yeah, I get that though, because you don't want he hasn't gotten paid yet, so and he's not in a fun situation. But yeah, the Brewers are going to have to fight and scratch and claw to actually, I think, grind out this division at this point, because there's not help coming from anywhere. We always do. They may be able to get some late help if they promote Jake Mizorowski, their best relief pitcher in the minors, who just got promoted to Nashville. If the other two can't get back, that's the one piece of help you might get. But offensively, this is going to be it. And they have not put up runs without Yelich. It's going to be interesting to see if they can just luck into a good run of offense here.
If you're just joining us, Paul Noonan is our guest. He is with the Acme Packing Company. He joins us every other Thursday to talk all things sports. Jordan Love landed a pretty good deal. We didn't have a chance to talk about that. We were at the baseball game yesterday.
Yeah, it was
Friday
confirmed
night
on Friday. Yeah.
When the news came out. So $200 million, Paul?
The total value of the contract is something like $238 million, and you know, guarantees play a role in how much he'll actually get paid, but the bottom line is he did very well on an annual basis. He is right up there with the highest paid guys in the league. He and Tua Tagovailoa are represented by the same agent, and so they wanted Tua to go first. I think that was actually a little bit of the delay here, so that he wouldn't be an afterthought to Love, because Love did do better than him contract wise. But the bottom line is, when you have a good quarterback, you have to pay the guy. And this is actually still pretty team friendly. For the first 4 years of this extension, counting this year, which I guess is not part of it, but he will never exceed 14% of the salary cap. And while it's, you know, enormous numbers in terms of what he's getting paid, that's really what it comes down to in terms of being able to run a team effectively with a quarterback that you actually had to shell out for. Love did great here. He is, you know, one of the highest paid quarterbacks of all time until the next round of quarterbacks come in.
Yeah.
Yes, Calvin points out, largest signing bonus in the history of the league. There's actually, you can quibble with that a little bit based on some inflation numbers, but basically, yeah, that's true. In terms of gross numbers, it absolutely is the highest signing bonus ever in the history of the league. And so they basically have him through 2027. In 2028, the Packers like to do this for some reason. His base salary escalates from $10.4 million to $49 million. And the prorated signing bonus that year is $16 million. And so if they actually pay that year out, they'll have to pay him $65 million. That won't happen. That is a trigger for an extension. So basically, you have Love on this contract through 2027. And then if at that point, they will have to extend him in order to function as a football team. But they kind of build that into how they actually work out quarterback contracts. And part of the reason that that $49 million is base salary is because while that guarantee is huge, it doesn't entirely encompass that base salary that year. So if there is a disaster and they have to move on, they can do it. But bottom line is we've got a good quarterback for at least the next 5 years. So yay for that.
All right. Well, go Jordan Love. I like Jordan Love. I do. It's a lot of money to play with a ball. But anyway, in the 3 minutes that we have left, Paul, let's talk a little bit about the Olympics. And Simone Biles is now the most winning. She has won the most among gymnasts.
She's the biggest winner.
She is the biggest. And I am so delighted for her. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Some of the grief that she got 4 years ago when she pulled out of Tokyo, and I mean, it was cruel. It was really cruel. And as a sports journalist, what did other sports journalists say at that time? Do you remember?
Yes. And there's kind of two facets of sports journalism, and one is lunkhead guys, who are the ones who I think tended to get on her for that, who viewed any kind of any issue. I mean, that was, we should remind everybody, 4 years ago was COVID. People were not in a great mindset, yep, generally speaking, and people were legitimately mean. And that happened to her for sure. And a lot of other athletes who dropped out for things. I actually remember Lorenzo Cain taking a bit of a hit similarly for deciding to take the COVID season off. But Biles, I think, really got hit hard because there's so much pressure on gymnasts and Olympic athletes in general who concentrate their entire lives to do this one thing. I could not be happier for her winning gold at this Olympics, just basically to show that, nope, still got it. Like this was a, you know, this was just, you needed a break. You needed to get yourself right and are still able to work into world-class shape and pull off a gold medal. And also signaling a little bit of a shift in gymnastics generally, which is it used to be a young person's sport.
Yes.
It has grown lately into a sport where you actually can succeed. I mean, we talked about Jelic being old earlier. By old here, I mean like not a teenager, but you can actually win medals like in your 20s. That is a recent phenomenon and a good phenomenon because that sport has a lot of problems other than mental health in physical development.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
It's great that she won. Yep. She's nipped Shannon Miller for the lead in medals. And it's just great to see. And I also will give a quick shout out to the Bears for being very nice in letting Mr. Biles, who is now a safety for them, go and visit her. So.
Yeah.
Mr. Biles, well done. I like that. No, I'm just delighted for her. And I hope that will shut up all the haters.
Yeah, Jane.
And she's 27 years old. As you said, Paul, in gymnast years, she's like 112. So well done. Well done, Simone Biles. All right. We will see you in a couple of weeks. Paul Noonan, check him out at the Acme Packing Company. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. Oh, and breakdancing tomorrow at 9 at the Olympics.
Oh,
stay with
us. My daughter's very excited.
Oh, I can't wait. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay with us. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy, and this is your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about using coupons to save on prescription drugs. Pharmaceutical coupons are different than coupons at, say, the grocery store. I am not talking about saving you 50 cents on a box of mac and cheese. It is common for pharmaceutical coupons to save you as much as 80% on the drugs that you need. I mean, this could be hundreds of dollars. So how do you find them? Well, you start with the websites GoodRx and SingleCare. Those are services that focus exclusively on prescription coupons. Now, you should also ask your doctor and at the pharmacy counter about manufacturers' coupons or programs. But you have to ask. Sometimes the pharmacy has a sign-up program direct with the manufacturer, but you can't find it online, and they aren't allowed to tell you about it unless you ask. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from downtown Waukesha. You can join us. You can call. You can text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You can always email the show as well. If you have a guest suggestion, we would love to hear from you. Something you would like to hear us highlight that's going on wherever you are across the state. If you're in Oshkosh, or Amory, or Hayward, or Park Falls, or Wausau. Jane says at civicmedia.us, I'll say it again, Amory.
I feel like ever since you went there, the magic is off.
Because it's my favorite place now I've been.
I know, but you can still Amory.
I love Amory. So yes, Jane says at civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S. Jane says at civicmedia.us. We wanted to clear up a couple emails, a text rather. Sometimes when things get rolling along and then we get guests and we kind of have to move on topics. Mm-hmm. But I did want to address some of these because they were actually quite amusing. Jim from Appleton, we were talking more words from men last hour. Jesse Waters of fake Fox News actually said out loud.
Yes.
That scientists say.
You know, scientists.
Scientists, the general scientists.
Yeah.
They say that if a man votes for a woman, he transitions to a woman. So Jim in Appleton, listening in Green Bay on WGBW, says, I turned in my absentee ballot a few days ago on which I voted for two women. I am breathlessly awaiting the glorious change. Maybe it will kick in after August 13th. If that happens, Jim, call us.
Call us. And on the same topic, a longtime listener, Matt from Germantown, listening on WAUK, says, as an assistant professor of medicine, I can say for certain that science does not say that. Ha, 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 ha.
It was that second ha, ha,
it was
ha,
the ha, ha.
That yeah. brings it home.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Also, we had Jen Smea on from Hawes in the first half hour of this hour. We're talking about their 50-50-50 adoption that's going on. And then Carmela, a wonderful listener in Milwaukee, asked, because we had talked about this a couple of weeks ago when I was out at the Waukesha Farmers Market, I met this really nice woman named Renee who had just lost her 86-year-old mother, and mom's dog Gizmo needed a new home because Renee could not keep her.
Yeah.
And so we did do a couple of breaks about that just to try and get the word out. And I stayed in touch with Renee and she did find someone on her own. So Gizmo has been homed.
Good.
Yeah. Gizmo found a home, and her whole thing was she wanted to make sure that it was the right fit. So we are delighted.
Very happy about that.
Delighted to hear that that happened.
And thank you again to everyone who reached out looking for information, trying to help out as well.
Yep.
You are good and solid people. Salt of the earth.
Golden people.
Golden people.
Golden people. Absolutely.
Jane, I wanted to wish you a happy something. And Calvin, too. Today is International Child Free Day.
Oh, no.
You hear that? J.D. Vance says a day across the world.
Don't tell him this.
Yeah.
Because JD is going to think that this is a new plot by Democrats to celebrate International Child Free Day. This has been there for a while, JD. Just take a pill. Take a breath.
Take a knee.
You can do that too.
Find a couch to lay down on and relax. What? I'm just prescribing rest and relax. Scientists say, Jane.
Yes.
A nap is rejuvenating, breathes new life into you.
Sure.
You can just, you know.
I'm very pro-nap.
I'm pro-nap as well.
Today is the first day of the wonderful Wisconsin State Fair.
Oh, baby.
If you stop out this Saturday, Waukesha Farmers Market, 8 until noon, right next to the Fox River in downtown Waukesha, we have a wheel of prizes.
We need echo on that. Wheel, wheel, wheel.
Calvin, this is on your worksheet.
Prizes.
Where you can win not only restaurant certificates and WAUK and Civic Media t-shirts, but Wisconsin State Fair tickets.
Yes.
So, and you don't have to do anything. Just stop by the Civic Media tent. David and I will be out there from 8 until noon this Saturday. And come and spin the wheel of prizes and see what wonderful things you can walk away with.
Also, have a chat.
Yeah, we can always have a chat. I will buy scones, maple bacon scones from Pig and Pastry. I love that place. We can share a piece of a scone of peace if you want to have a nice long chat.
There you go.
Come on down and say hello. If you're going to be heading out to the state fair, the Sporkies are always a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have never been one to try, like, all of them.
Me either.
Some of them are just too, no. The Cool Ranch Doritos Pickle.
That I'd try.
Yep. A large dill pickled spiral cut on a stick, rolled in crushed up Cool Ranch Doritos, and then deep fried. Really?
Oh, I would eat that.
That calls to you?
A heartbeat. Calvin, would you eat that?
It's the deep frying part that's throwing me off.
All right, get off the microphone. I don't like
a
you anymore.
Hot pickle. I like my pickles cold, I guess.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, but you ever had like pickle chips or like you've never had deep fried pickles regardless? Never? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, I guess.
Get out of my country.
Right about that.
Yeah.
But they're a little slimy on the inside.
You are just, I am not getting you a birthday present this year. All right.
It's no longer an American. Deep fried lemon bites. Hawaiian sweet rolls dipped in French toast batter, lemon curd filling, deep fried, because of course that's the point. Tossed in a lemon sugar with a drizzle of icing. That sounds kind of tasty.
That sounds really, really good. I'd want to have that with one of the Arnold Palmer. I think it's the winner of the drinkies.
I think you're right.
Which is a nice refreshing drink with a nice treat to share with somebody. Because if I eat all of those, I'll be asleep within 10 minutes.
Elvis nachos. This is a food crime. Peanut butter banana sauce over deep fried potato chips topped with peanuts, chopped banana chips, and crumbled bacon.
No, pass.
That's just wrong.
You know, the thing about this used to be the food used to be ridiculous, crazy. Who thinks of this? Now anyone with a TikTok account or Instagram sees this food on a daily basis. Not against the people who created and won. Congratulations. Wonderful. But now it's like a deep fried pickle.
Is everywhere.
Yeah. And so now it's like, we got to take it up a notch.
The Sporkies have become mainstream.
Oh, they sold out, baby.
We will put a link in our show notes if you want to check out the Sporkies and the Drinkies if you're heading out to the Wisconsin State Fair, which kicks off today in West Dallas. Enjoy yourself. Yes. News is coming up next. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, absolutely nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. News is next. Todd Alba after that. Stay right here. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you in the morning.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian John DeCoste as Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins me to talk twisters, and it's a bar band Friday as Terry Barr brings us new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
The Todd Almaus Show.
Trigvi Olsen, Senior Advisor with the Lincoln Project.
You know, one of the things I think that you've done with this show, and I'm proud to be a part of it, is we've really tried to get out and listen to people.
And that's why I'm so thankful to work for a company like Civic Media that allows us to do that. Because the more we get out and listen to our friends and neighbors, we discover they're not our enemy. We're all Americans, and yeah. It really is a melting pot.
The Todd Almaus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.